Welcome. Day 4 of the El Shaddai World Evangelism Ministry Prayer Line. This is Minister Deborah Kamara, and I bring you greetings from our one and only Apostle McDonald Jaw and the El Shaddai World Evangelism Ministries family. We love you all, and we thank you for returning again to a wonderful night of total recovery. And I'm on just to give you an awesome testimony. Last night, during Bible study, there was a guest, a visitor that just walked in off the street. And so that he wouldn't disturb the Bible study lesson, I invited the gentleman to come up to sit by me. And I noticed he was a little inebriated. He was a little under the influence of something. But he sat down quietly, and he listened to the powerful message that Apostle John was bringing for our Bible study lesson, and he fell asleep, and then he was content. But through the night, when we were really getting into the lesson and everything, and he woke up, and then the service was just about over. When I was called into Apostle McDonald John's office just to finalize our graduation for this coming Sunday at 3 p.m., I left my Bible on the seat. Well, this particular Bible thing is very dear to me. I have several Bibles in my prayer room. I study several Bibles, different versions. But this particular Bible is called the Minister's Bible. And I've had it since 2006. It's gone around the world with me. I'm all over and in that Bible. Things are highlighted in yellow, and I'm sure the gentleman saw me write down things in the Bible because there's little notes that really pertain to my life situation that I write on specific scriptures in that Bible. Well, he took the Bible thing. And not just that. They collected the offering yesterday, and they're going to give it to me, and I put it in the office and all things like that. Well, I put the money in the Bible so I would not have to get up and distribute the serving. I just put it in there to the end of the service where I was going to put it in the office. When he took the Bible, he took the offering for the evening, all my little contents in the Bible, because I have a little cover on it, all my little prayers, my little prayer shawl that's been prayed over, and I give them to people who are in need. All my little prayer cloths, things like that, all my notes, everything was in that Bible. So very dear to me. But when we really come to the conclusion that the Bible was taken, I wasn't really so much concerned about the Bible as I was the offering for the church, because Bibles have been taken before. My Bibles have grown legs and literally walked. And that's okay. I pray that the people read it and they study the Word. That's my main concern, that they read it and they study it. Well, last night, Brother Gregory from the church, he said, "Deborah, I'm really upset about this thing." And one of the other young men who came to visit the church, he said, "Well, if anybody's looking for that gentleman, he turned left and went down the road." So Brother Gregory from our church said, "Well, I'm going to go chase after him." I said, "Brother Gregory, don't you dare. Don't go after him. Don't. It was late in the evening. It was after 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it was really late, and it was dark, and it was raining kind of drizzly a little bit. I said, no, go on home. We're going to let God handle it." I'm talking total recovery here, y'all, total recovery. So anyway, so I said, "Well, Lord, you know, I've really been on this lesson. I know I can get, I hope I can get it back. But all I really want back is the church's money, not so much as the Bible." Gregory called me around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Minister Deborah, what, Gregory? I got it back. I said, "You got what back?" "I got your Bible." I said, "But Gregory, what about the church's money?" He said, "Deborah, I got everything. He met the guy. He saw the guy today. Henry Gregory talked. He surrendered everything to Brother Gregory." I'm talking total recovery of everything. Now, this was a homeless, let's just get real here. This was a homeless man off the street, inebriated, loaded on something, and it wasn't Jesus. He slept. Pastor Allison gave him food. He was filled, he was fine, and he left, and he stole a few things. Okay, well, so be it. But one of the brothers who also was in the Bible study who was also filled with the Holy Spirit, he went out and evangelized. He not only helped us to get totally covered, the miracle of God. You know, this year we're studying on supernatural, looking up for supernatural blessings. Miracles, looking up towards God, not looking down, ho-humming, but looking up towards supernatural blessings from heaven. God knew that Bible on my heart. He knew it. And he totally recovered my Bible. Short of a miracle. Who would ever thought that Gregory would have met that guy today? Guys, it's like the Lord led Gregory to exactly where the man was, ministered to the man total surrendered everything. The money. The money, and it wasn't no small change. It was quite a bit. And he surrendered everything. And I'm just shouting hallelujah. I'm just shouting hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because that is a perfect example, saints, of total recovery from 1 Samuel 30 and 8. And I'd like just to read that one more time, just one more time, before I turn it over to Pastor Joel. 1 Samuel 30 and 8. It reads, 30 and 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And that is exactly what Brother Gregory did. He pursued after that man. And the Lord had set everything up and totally recovered something that was so dear to me. It might not have been too much for anybody else, but to me, it was very dear, and the Lord knew my heart, and it's something that was in that Bible, not just mine, but this money that belonged to the church. Got it all back. Total recovery. And I thank God. I thank God for his miracle working power. I thank him, because we can't even imagine the things that God can do for us, that people are going to jail, they're killing people, but if you just turn it all to the hands of God, you can pursue something, and you can totally recover it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Apostle John, are you there?
Wow, I am here. I am just so excited about our testimony.
I know. Oh, God.
The chances that somebody will steal your Bible with money and then bring, and then one of the members find them out of nowhere, and they gave them the Bible, and they gave them every penny that was there with quite a good money. Wow,
yes.
My God, my God.
Yes.
Oh God, this is why we are talking about total recovery.
Yes.
And
yes.
God wants us to receive all that the enemy has stolen. Now, Minister Kamara, you are saying that, I was like, my God. So every time God speaks a word to us, He's going to prove that word by showing us the supernatural.
Yes.
And that's what I see in this. The supernatural taking place.
Yes.
People have gone this prayer line. Listen, you heard her testimony. It's nothing that has been taken from you that God cannot cause to come back.
Amen.
It's been so many years. Well, it may be so many years for you, but to God, he can bring it back.
Yes.
I have Bible taken. I have one of my beautiful preaching Bible, and I guess I left it on my car outside of the church premises, and that Bible was gone for, I don't know, over a year or two. And when I looked, somebody came to the church and brought that Bible back. I never thought I was ever going to get that Bible back. But this is what we are talking about, child of God. You are on this prayer line. I want you to know that you can recover from everything that you have lost. Very possible. And the God that you serve, he's able to do it. Amen. Tonight, I thank God for that testimony, because some of the things are going to be shared tonight. Pastor Beverly was supposed to be with us, but her flight took us very late. So that's why she can be with us today. But she's going to be with us during the course of this week. During the ending tomorrow, God. Apostle Robert Hightower, who is going to prophesy and speak into your life tomorrow. And then, of course, tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., we have our morning blessing prayer. And it will be 5 a.m. in Sacramento. If you are back east, it will be 8 p.m. If you're 2 hours ahead of us, it will be 7 a.m. or you 1 hour, it will be 6 p.m. Amen. I mean 6 a.m. 6 a.m. if you 1 hour, 2 hours ahead of California, it will be 7 a.m. If you 3 hours, it will be 8 a.m. So dial tomorrow morning, the same time, same station. Amen. But as I was, I have been preparing to come and pray for you, the people of God, the Lord began to drop something in my spirit that I believe for several people in here, and I believe that's why he wanted the people to hear today. And so I'm going to dive right into that word. Oh, and one last thing too. Tomorrow we are taking Holy Communion. Amen. So tomorrow at 6 p.m., get your crackers and your grape juice. If you have to go and get it this evening and prepare yourself, get it this evening and prepare yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. We'd love to serve you Holy Communion. And then again, for all your ministry stuff you want, books from El Shaddai, go to ElShaddaiWorld.com. Listen, Dreams and Visions, powerful book I wrote is there. 21 Days of Supernatural Change, you can get that book there. The Power of Confessing Prayer, it is there. And then, of course, our little, just a little prayer manual, but this thing is causing damage in the kingdom of darkness, but yet it's blessing a lot of people. I mean, we can't get enough of our hands on this little booklet, and it's gone out of the church every now and then. What does this book mean? Stubborn prayers for stubborn problems. I want to let you know there are some stubborn things that have been coming against your life. You need stubborn prayer for stubborn problems. Amen. And in fact, stubborn prayer for stubborn problems will help you recover it all. Amen. And I know in your lifetime there are things that have been taken from you. There are some habits, there are some things the devil do to you. It's hard to recover from it. But I want to let you know, just as things are so stubborn to come back, that debt keep coming back, that sickness keep coming back, that job loss keep coming back. All these things, when it happen to you, the divorces keep coming back. If your third divorce going on now, something is wrong. Why? Because what? There is an enemy that is on the loose. So that's why you need stubborn prayers for stubborn problems. Hallelujah. That stubborn sickness that you got, that comes, that allergy that keeps coming back, you need stubborn prayer for stubborn problems. Well, let's dive into the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I love the scripture when David said, we are going to recover all. Amen. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after the troops? Shall I overtake them? And he said, and he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Then one other scripture was saying, and David recovered all, verse 18 says, all that the Amalekites have carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Listen, and the Bible says there was nothing lacking to them, neither short, neither small, nor great, neither sons, nor daughter, neither spoils. Now, listen, people of God, this scripture is telling us that when God gave you total recovery, listen, it is total recovery. So let me encourage you by saying this to you, because I want you to understand that whatever has been taken from you, God can bring it back. Amen? Whatever you have lost in the past, glory to God. It is possible for God to change the course of things. Possible for God to bring you into the new. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I read a scripture, but that's not what I want to talk about tonight. Glory, glory, glory. I got this prayer book in my hand in this wonderful living room of God, prayer room where we commune with God. I love this book, Stubborn Prayer for Stubborn Problems, because I'm telling you, when a stubborn problem comes, you know the kind of prayer to pray. Maybe you've been having sleepless nights. There's a prayer against sleeplessness. You can't sleep during the night. Amen. You need to get there and pray stubborn prayer for stubborn problems. Well, let me talk to you on this tonight. For the Holy Spirit drop this, because I know somebody's life is about to take a 24-hour miracle turnaround. Amen. And I came to confront tonight the very thing that has been confronting you. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 4, let me give you a moment to turn there. I want you to mark down that scripture, and I want you to get there, because what prophetically God wants to speak to us tonight, I want you to make sure you are part of it, that you get that word down in your belly. Get that word right now. Hallelujah. Because your master is about to speak to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4. Are we there? This was during the era of Elisha. Alright. Elijah went by the wall, went into heaven. Now Elisha has taken his place. And now that Elisha is God's man of the hour, in chapter 4 of 2 Kings, the Bible says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. What a sad story. He was one of the sons of the prophet. The wife came crying unto the man of God that her husband is dead. Not only is the husband dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be born men. This poor widow lost her son, and most of all because usually if the man is a breadwinner, and that man is out of the home, just know there's going to be a lot of chaos. The finance will not come in like the way it should. None of these things will begin to come together like the way it should. Alright? And so now the woman's husband is gone. And not only that, she can't pay her bill, but the creditors are after her. Back then, right now, you know, when a creditor is after you, he can take your name to the credit bureau. You know, you can do a couple of things. But back then, when they do stuff like that, oh my, they will be ready for some terrible punishment. They will take your son, and that's why they did all this. So we come to take your son. So now she went crying unto the prophet. Listen, people of God, when you begin to honor the prophet of your life, people who praying for you, begin to honor them and respect them. God got a way of coming back to you and performing miracles in your life. Are you hearing me? The Bible says that Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Now somebody could be saying, hey, wait a minute. The woman just said something. Why is the man of God asking this question again? What you want me to do for you? Well, do you know there are some blessings that are specific? And God wants to hear it coming from out of your mouth. He wants to see faith. And so when such a word is coming to you, you want to take advantage of that word. Especially when the Lord Jesus asks you a question. And so Elijah said, what should I do with you? Tell me, what hast thou? What do you have in your house? Child of God, I want to let you know something, people of God, that you got something in your house that you can give to God. What is in your house that will enter the hands of God it multiplies. What is in your house, that when God gets a hold of it, you receive total recovery. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So this poor woman crying, and she said, that he may have not anything in the house save a pot of oil.
He said, that's good. You got a pot of oil. You have nothing in your house, but you got a pot of oil. It is all right. Then he said, go borrow the vessel. Do you see what he said? Borrow vessel. He tell him, say, go and borrow 5 vessels from Mr. Brown house. No. He said, go borrow vessels. Because when you are operating in the kingdom of God, when God begins to tell you to do something, first of all, you want to obey that word there. When he said vessel, he was trying to tell you that there was no limitation. Just the amount of vessel you get is the amount of blessing that you will receive. So you go and get just 30 bottles for oil to come in it, then that's all you will get, 30 bottles of blessing. So then he said, go borrow thee a few of thy neighbor, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt set the door upon thee and upon thy son, and shall pull out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set apart that which is full. So she went from house and shut the door. See how important it is to follow your man of God instruction. Who brought a vessel to her, and she filled him. Hallelujah. So she went from him and shut the door between her and her son. Who brought a vessel to her, and she poured it. And it came to pass when the vessels are full, that such, when our vessel is full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel oil stay. The mother kept saying, son, go and bring me more bottles. But there was no oil bottles. There were no more oil bottles. What should we do in this sense? You enlarge the one that you have already. Amen. Then she came and told the man of God and said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. Wow. And Ahab now did that. Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in hither to eat bread. And she said to her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth this is a holy man of God. We pass by, he turned and hither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. We pass by. Let us make a chamber. I have thee on the wall, and let us set for him free a bed and a table and a stool, and as okay, that's good right there. Hallelujah. So, people of God, you follow the story. Here comes a woman whose husband died. She's a widow. And got her two boys and they are threatening to take the two boys. They are threatening to take away the two boys. But in the midst of that, this widow is standing, and she comes and cried out to the man of God, saying, you know, my husband was connected to you guys. You see how good it is to maintain certain friendships. But tonight, I'm here to speak on those who are having some serious financial difficulties that God wants you to know you are going to recover all. I just heard somebody in the background that's saying, amen. I sense in my spirit, in the realm of the spirit, I see you saying amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine, people of God? Woman came very broke, disgusted. Her son's getting ready to be taken from her. Everything has been taken from her. But she needs total recovery. Hallelujah. Child of God, we all need total recovery. Are you hearing me? Total recovery is the key. It's a key for every locked door. Total recovery. Total recovery. Listen, child of God, God did not call you to stay in one spot all the time. This woman, husband, died. The Bible didn't tell her what she died from. She may have been sick or something might have happened, but yet she was gone. So I'm here to tell somebody tonight that just as this man was in death, I want you to know that Jehovah God will turn that thing around. I want you to know that Jehovah God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will open doors that have been shut in the name of Jesus. Lamasoko rababa shata. He will make way where there seems to be no way. I pray for you right now, people of God, that you will grab this word. The men of God told us to go and borrow vessels. That means don't be 20, don't be 30. Borrow vessels because your blessing is in that giving. Hallelujah. Now here comes the woman. Took the oil, locked her sons out in the room. They stayed there, I believe they were on their knees praying to God, asking God for divine direction. And look what happened. In the midst of this, God was able to touch her life. God was able to perform miracles. God was able to give this woman money. Listen, there is a strategy God has for somebody on this prayer line. I want you to know that you are not in, your labor is not in vain. I want you to know that your God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. I want you to know on this Thursday night, hallelujah, as we embark into prayer and we have listened to this word keenly, it will let you know, child of God, that no matter what kind of death you are in, God will turn that death around. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. I'm looking for a big amen. God will turn that thing around for you. Listen, people of God, what made the story so interesting is that I always love the end of the matter. It came to pass, verse 6, when the vessel was full, that she said to her son, bring me a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not more. And the oil stayed. Her blessing of oil stayed because there were not enough. She was able to pay her bill. But I wonder how many people cannot trust God without which God has given to them. Maybe it's your time, it's your talent, mostly your financial fee. that when you begin to let loose from what's in your hand, God will open up your hand for greater doors. Hallelujah. He will open up that, He will open it up for greater doors. I'm speaking to somebody on this prayer line tonight. You are at the verge of giving up. You are at the verge of power. You are a powerful candidate. Yes, that's what I want to say. You are that powerful candidate that no matter what depth you are in, God is able to bring total recovery. Hallelujah. You see, Apostle, I'm in debt so much until I don't know what to do. Well, you got connected at the right time for this lesson. Because people of God, as I began to tell you, a poor woman's life began to change when she gave a simple instruction. Listen, child of God, as you walk in divine healing, as you walk in the law of the Lord, God is ready to lavish you with His blessing. That even the enemy that took on stuff from you, that God knows how to get an answer if we yield to Him. When we yield to Him, these are the kind of things that happen. I want to let you know that you will not be left in vain. One thing I want to let you know, that this woman, hallelujah, this woman was a businesswoman. She began to sell the oil and she was able to pay all the debt. I prophesied to somebody that God will turn your financial struggle around. I don't know how He will do it, but He will do it. He will turn financial struggle into victory. Hallelujah. Into victory. And that's why, child of God, you can't afford to be sleepy and flighty. You must go to God when these things happen. Get in prayer and say, Father, I need to recover all. What is your strategy for me to recover all? I'm telling you, you listen to the instruction of the Lord, it shall be well with you. If you don't listen to the instruction, then it's something else. Amen? Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. A woman who was in great distress and death, she came to a man of God. He said, what's in your house? Everybody got something in the house to bring to God. Everybody got something. No, I don't have nothing. Oh, yes, you got something. I'll tell you, one of my pastors in Ghana, that overseas, we went in to a revival meeting, and he never had a dime in his pocket. He was praising God, and the man of God said, people should bring of sacrificial seed or offering. So everybody came and they brought their money, they brought their offering, And then, hallelujah, after the people that came and brought the offering, my pastor did not have no offering. My spiritual son, he didn't have no offering at all. So the Holy Spirit said, you got something, you did what? He said, he got shoes on. He took his shoes, ladies and gentlemen, off. Nice brand shoes. Took it and put it in the offering basket as the offering. I know I caught you there. You're laughing. But it's very true. A lot of times we think we don't have nothing to give to God. You got something to give to God, child of God. But what you do to the Lord, it will cause things to escalate in the realm of the spirit. It will cause your life to take a whole new turn. It will cause your life to get better and not bitter. Amen? It will cause that. But I'm telling you, child of God, when that man took his shoes and he put that shoes in the offering basket, do you know what happened? He went back home in Ghana, hot sun, with his feet on the gravel dirt, praising the Lord, and on a hot rock, and said, walk all the way home. Stay home the next day. A man phoned his cell phone number and called. He said, hey, I'm looking for you. He said, but I've been here. He said, I've been calling everywhere for your number. He said, yeah, he said, I want you to come to my house. So my spiritual son went to his house. And the guy called. He said, come in the room. Now, this man was not even at the meeting. He opened his closet and can't see the shoes. He said, take shoes. He took one pair. The man said, no. Not one pair. Take another one. He took another one. The man of God said, no. Take another one. He took another one. Child of God, before he knew it, somebody knew how to operate in the blessings of the Lord. When you, as a child of God, learn that whatever I've been taking from you, you might be in a serious debt today. You might be in a serious crisis today. Debt coming all forms. They got a physical debt where people owe, and then they got a spiritual debt where the enemy just steal your stuff, your joy, your love, suffering, your gentleness. He steals it for his glory. So that's a debt. So when you owe the Lord, you say, God, I will serve you if you do this for me, and God did it for you, and you're not serving him. What a pity. Hallelujah. So child of God, the man of God instruction was very crucial and powerful. In other words, you go and do what you need to do. You go and borrow the empty bottles. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, from that day, things were never the same in our woman life. She moved from living in debt to living in luxury. She moved from a place of deceit and failure to a place of rest in the Lord. So I want to tell you something today. Somebody is on the line and you need this word for you. Don't limit God. That one thing I must bring before you. If you want who love to limit the Lord and don't believe that God can do it, you're in a big trouble. Don't limit God. Do not limit God. Because you want to do great exploits in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture. I want to pray for people who are in debt. People who are discouraged. Listen. There's a scripture in the Bible. Because God wants you to have total recovery. Sometimes to get total recovery, you got to sow something to get yourself out of something. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 2 says, and everyone that was distressed, and everyone that was in debt, did you see that? And everyone that was discontented described themselves unto him. And he, gathered himself unto him, and he said, and he became a captain over them, and there was with him about 400 men. Now, this is David, and the Bible says everyone that were with David, they were distressed. So you know what that's going to be. They were distressed, and they were in debt. And they were discontented. Hallelujah. You might be in distress.
You might be discontented. You might be going through some silent storm that you can't even explain. You might be going through something that has become a circle in your life. I want to pray for you. Fear or death, that lady's life changed, that widow's life changed, because she understood the principle. And the Lord Jesus touched her. So, Father, I want to thank you this moment for your lesson and the people of God that are under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Jehovah God, for turning things around. Thank you, Jehovah God, for making way where there seems to be no way. Yabruna maskata la maso to la bashata. Rebe soto ramanda baso to la mashiti. Rebe kabasaka la maso to rababa. Yabrisko to romoshanda la masete rebe. Yarama soto ramande boshata. My prayer for somebody that they will come out of death. Father, in Jesus' name, let your people come out of every struggle that have kept them captive. Let it come out of every pain, misery that have kept them captive. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. We give you the glory for your people right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Oh God. I pray, oh God, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I pray, oh God, for that financial problem that you take your people out of it. I pray, oh God, for that one that is looking for a home. May God bring it to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for that one, oh God, hallelujah, that right now they need you. Be a suicidal. The enemy has stolen their joy. So, Father, tonight, let it be restored fourfold. Thank you, my Lord, my God, because you make all things new. I pray right now for your people. I pray in the name of Jesus right now, that in the power of God that is in our Lamb of God, the blood of Jesus, Father God, we cause, hallelujah, always. We pray, oh God, for your favor in the life of your people. We pray for divine promotion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for admission, oh God. We pray for employment, oh God. We pray for scholarship, oh God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, you will make it possible. Thank you, Lord, for using the blood of Jesus to cleanse up our life and our body. Father, in Jesus' name right now, I pray, oh God, that your people will find favor in you, Lord. Your word says, Father God, if my words please you, he said you will even make the enemy your footstool. Whosoever have consciously stood against this child of God, this man of God, woman of God, we ask, oh God, that you will grant him or her blessing, oh God. Father God, we ban the spirit that has been using your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for making all grace abound. My Lord, my God, I thank you right now because you are answering somebody prayer on the prayer line. I command in the name of Jesus that anyone that is opposing, hallelujah, your child, anyone that is opposing them, Lord, turn it around. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that something is changing. Thank you, Father God, we break the struggle. We break the powers of darkness. We break every manipulation spirit. We break every spirit of the Antichrist. We break every spirit, hallelujah, that wants to keep your people poor and in bondage. In the name of Jesus, I come against that strong man. I come against those powers right now, contending with the power of the Almighty God. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless you because you are worthy to be blessed. I bless you because you are awesome God. I bless you, Father God, because you are so faithful.
Lamaso Korabababa. Mako Labaso to Rabashandalaba. I pray, oh God, for your people to come out of death. Let it come out of death, out of distress. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray. That one whose credit has been taken out by the enemy, you can give them a brand new credit. That one whose life, whose job has been taken away from them, Father God, give it back to them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, my Lord, my God, because you are a miracle-working God. I thank you, my Lord, my God, Father God, because you are doing great things. I pray for that mother on this prayer line, that attachment is her daughter praying for her. I pray, my Lord, my God, you will turn it around for her. That one who built have overflowed their life. I thank you, Lord, because there is such an anointing for that. Thank you, Father God, that individual, hallelujah, life is changing right now. I thank you, my Lord, my God, for the great and mighty things you are doing. I pray right now, every high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, every chest pain, every migraine, headache, every inflammation in the lungs, inflammation in your liver, in your heart, I command it to cease and we recover total health. We pray for total blessing. We pray for total health. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Aaron, your people are struggling and getting discouraged. My Lord, my God, turn it around. You say in Isaiah 51, when you say, arise and shine. For the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. We thank you, Lord, because your glory is powerful. Your glory makes the difference. My Lord, my God, thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. You came to give us life. And tonight, Jehovah God, I pray for that life that will touch your people. Rebecca Bosandalama. Rabatolama Sakalabashiti. Rubosotolama Shandalaba. I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus. That all that you have gone through, God is not through with you yet. Hallelujah. That God is yet turning things around for you. I thank you, Jehovah God. You the God of the turnaround. You the God of the turnaround. Glory to God. You are the God of the turnaround. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, let things begin to turn around for the good of your people. Let things begin to turn around, oh God. I pray right now you will bless that household. That house that needs food this hour. That house that needs total recovery. Hallelujah. That one that is sick that needs recovery in the body. That one that is with all financial breakthroughs that needs finances recovery. That one who bills have taken them, they need recovery. That one who relationship has taken them on the wrong side. That single mother. Hallelujah. That always looking for love. And our love turns into disappointment. I'm speaking to you. Father, I thank you for divine turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for total recovery in their life. Father God, this hour, hallelujah, that man that is in need of you, in need of the relationship, let total recovery come to him in the name of Jesus. I pray for that girl right now. That, Lord, you will touch her. I pray, oh God, you will save her from every indecision in the name of Jesus. And may she be able to make the right decision. Father, I pray right now that every decision pertaining to her job, every decision pertaining to her move, that, Lord, you will turn it around. Thank you, Father God, for causing that thing to turn around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. As I pray, I saw people who are in debt. And no wonder why the Lord gave us this scripture. I want you to know that God is about to do a new thing in you. Things are about to turn just for you. Amen. So don't give in. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Because God is turning the table around. Ah! the table around just for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't give in to the works of the devil, because God is not through with you yet. That financial difficulties that you are facing, listen, there's a word from the Lord to turn that thing around. Amen. Like that widow that became poor with all finances, the man of God gave her the idea that was able to turn her life around. Listen, every blessing that you need is with you right now in you. Hallelujah. The blessing you are looking for. Maybe you do other things with your hands. For those of you who are into that, let me pray over your hands. Just put that two hands, stretch it forward. Stretch it. If you are holding your phone, put your phone in your hand. Let me just say this prayer. Father, I pray that this hand will be useful to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for performing that miracle. I thank you, Father God, for the miracle of God that make it rich and added no sorrow. I thank you, Lord, in somebody's hand right now, something, they will feel the anointing of God that something is about to change in their hand. Hallelujah. God is about to turn certain things around. Glory to God. He's about to make some things new in your life. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. I pray for that one who is in debt right now. The Lord say you shouldn't worry. He's going to bring you out of debt. He's going to bring you out of failure. Hallelujah. You're always asking the question, why and how? How would this happen? May I let you know God is not a man that he should lie. In fact, he doesn't live in time. Hallelujah. God lives out of time. That's why he can do miracles anytime he wants. So I want to let you know that your miracle come out of what man can turn at time. God is coming shortly to give you a favorable answer. Hallelujah. God is coming to do something special in your life. For some of you, there's something special you got to do. You got to sow a seed. For some of you, hallelujah, you got to step out on faith. That thing that you are laid down a long time, you need to pick it back up. Hallelujah. There's a lady on the prayer line. There was a business you had before. Hallelujah. And it was, I don't know what you're marketing or selling or what it was. And it was booming and going up. And you got discouraged about it. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord says you start it again. Because this time, I'm telling you something. I want you to hear me. Right now, I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Listen, prosperity is about to hit your house in an awesome way. Hallelujah. Go pick that thing back up and start selling it. Because prosperity is about to hit you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. For somebody, it's a business. You've been discouraged about business. Hallelujah. Go and pick it back up. The strategy is there. In fact, for some of you, God wants you to take this scripture here and to begin to read it and put your hand on your head and say, oh God, thank you for divine strategy. And begin to pray and thank God for divine strategy. God will begin to do that. Listen, for some of you, your hands need to be anointed. I'm telling you, God works in a mysterious way. I'm just telling you things that I'm seeing. There's a lady, I'm seeing the oil of God, that when the oil is poured on your hand, hallelujah, you are going to explode with your hand and with business. Hallelujah, when that oil is poured in your hand. I see your hand, I don't see the person's face through a dark-skinned lady, but in your hand, your palm is dark. Alright? It's not a light palm, it's dark. Hallelujah. But I see the oil of God being poured in your hand. And when that oil is poured in your hand, I'm telling you from that moment, prosperity will hit you in an unusual way. Somebody else too on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm about to give you instruction. I don't know who is this for. But you are supposed to sow seed 7 times this month. 7 times. I don't care if it's $7 twice a week. $7, $7, $7. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you have. But you're supposed to do it 7 times this month for God to do this thing he wants to do in your life. People of God, I feel the anointing so strongly. I wish I had everybody with me right now. Listen, can they open the prayer line? I want to hear everybody's voice. Can they open the prayer line, please? Open the prayer line. I want you to open up your mouth and just begin to praise God. Can you open the line? Hallelujah. I want everybody to open their mouth. There is something that is a powerful transfer of anointing that is flowing on this line. Hallelujah. That in his sicknesses, that I'm releasing my voice this hour. Hallelujah. My things are crumbling down before you. Hallelujah. God is causing you to recover from that sickness. God is causing your finances to recover. God is causing your family to recover. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. As your people obey your voice this hour, I thank you, Lord, for the mighty things you are doing in their life. I praise you now for this awesome time. God, thank you because you're always doing things. Hallelujah. You're always doing things to keep us in total alignment. You know what we needed today. And I thank you, Father God, that your people are great recipients of this blessing. Thank you for the testimonies that even follow concerning your people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for turning away the reproach which they fear. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Anybody on the prayer line for the first time that have not introduced themselves would love to hear from you, or maybe you're on the line yesterday. You are trying to introduce yourself and you could not. Would love to hear from you today. Anybody on the prayer line? Anybody on the prayer line for the first time? Amen. If you are on the line for the first time, maybe you never had the time to introduce yourself, you can do that. Hallelujah. You can certainly introduce yourself, your name, and where you're from. Amen. We'd love to hear from you. Glory to God. What an awesome anointing. Well, God bless you. God bless all of you for connecting tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God for you, Minister Kamara, and the testimony that the Lord has given to you. Praise God.
Oh, amen. Amen, Pastor John.
Well,
I just bless
you. You're saying something?
You know, I just say thank you. Amen. I just bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. There is nothing, there is no thing that God gave us we don't see the manifestation.
Amen.
We are always seeing manifestation of every word God has spoken to us. So I want to let you know, if we are talking about total recovery, listen, if you are ready tapping into this, you will recover. If you get in your hand on the material, listen, something good must happen to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Something powerful in your life. Well, we see all of you tomorrow, 5 a.m. in the morning and 6 p.m. 5 a.m. for our morning blessing and 6 p.m. Hallelujah, for the consummation of this prayer time where we'll be taking Holy Communion. Amen. Hallelujah. We want all of you to get connected and start taking Holy Communion. God bless you. God keep you, Apostle John. And thank you, Minister Kamara. We bless God for you. I'll see you tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening. Invite a friend and a family. Good night.